the shocking story of violence in the workplace, but this time, it's against nurses. It's the Business News headlines for Friday, the 15th day of November. Thanks, as always, for being with us. The FDA is worried about over-the-counter drugs being sold at dollar stores. Starbucks just opened their largest coffee shop. No, it's not really a coffee shop. It's a mega shop. The most profitable company in the world is about to go public. Those stories and many more, along with a look at what happened today on Wall Street. And Jeff Pitts from City View Magazine is with me, chatting it up about stuff to do in the metro this weekend into next week. But first, the business news headlines.
Insight on Business, the News Hour, is made possible through the support of the HR professionals at Oasis, a paychecks company at oasisahr.com. Taro International, a company that trains business leaders to be more successful. Achieve, lead, and outclass with Taro, TERO.com. The National Tractor Parts Dealer Association, with members in the United States, Canada, Great Britain, Australia, and New Zealand, NTPDA.com. And AARP, where they work to provide leadership in a host of issues from healthcare to creating more livable communities. Learn more at aarpiowa.org. The business news is next.
Thank you, Hunter Pease, and welcome to the Friday edition of the Business News Headlines. I'm your host, Michael Libby. Want to reach out to us on Twitter? Yeah, you can do that. We are at IOB_NewsHour. Let's get into it. We've got lots to cover. There is a growing trend of violence against, of all people, hospital emergency room nurses. A report out today from CBS tells of a growing number of frontline nurses who are reporting violent acts as they attempt to care for people who come for emergency room help. So the question is, why? It's worth noting that most nurses say they are satisfied with health care as a career, but there's growing dangers out there associated particularly for these ER room nurses. And the dangers, they come in all kinds of ways, but most suggest that mental health is a contributing factor. According to the report, the ER has become the holding spot for mental health patients. So if a patient is in danger to staff or others, they end up being housed in some emergency rooms for days. The lack of funding for mental health, say nurses, is a significant aspect to the danger they feel. The FDA has sent a letter to the company that owns Dollar Tree and Dollar General that says the company is in serious violation of selling over-the-counter drugs that are not safe. Why? Well, many are made overseas and lack the necessary testing to be sold in the United States. The company has 15 days from receipt of the warning letter, which was dated November 6th, to respond in writing with a plan to correct the violations or to state reasons for a delay and provide a timetable for taking corrective action. And in case you didn't know, there are more than 15,000 Dollar Tree and Dollar General stores. You know, the words coffee shop conjure up images of small places rich with the smell of coffee and the sounds of grinding and brewing. It still happens at the new Starbucks in Chicago, but at a much grander scale. Today, the coffee chain opened the world's largest roastery. The five-story location is 35,000 square feet large, overtaking the Tokyo Roastery as Starbucks' biggest location. Located in the city's Magnificent Mile neighborhood, the new roastery is replacing a former Crate and Barrel location. And the concept, if you remember, was first announced 2 years ago. Starbucks says the Chicago Roastery is a tribute to the city and the region, where it has nearly 800 Starbucks stores and employs more than 18,000 people. Wow, the roastery itself has 200 employees. While they do sell coffee and food, the Chicago Roastery also sells a mix of alcoholic and non-alcoholic drinks. And this roastery is the only location in the United States to sell liquid nitrogen gelato. That's a sweet dessert designed to be eaten with coffee. By the way, in case you're traveling, it's also served in the Milan Roastery in Italy. Well, the most profitable company in the world is getting set to go public. And that company is Aramco. It's Saudi Arabia's state-owned oil company. Last year, Aramco made $111 billion in profit. The second most profitable company in the world is Apple, and they made $60 billion that year. At the beginning of this month, the company announced they would be going public. As the most profitable company in the entire world, The company's IPO is going to be setting some major records. And since it's the largest oil company in the world, it's likely that lots of everyday things we use, from plastic to the energy fueling our cars, touches that company. It should make for an interesting IPO. Okay, so if you've got some spare change after you take a position with Aramco, you might consider the new Aston Martin SUV. The DBX is a sport utility vehicle that will go on sale in December, but you better bring your piggy bank. It's got a starting price of $189,900, and it joins a field of high-performance SUVs that includes the more expensive Lamborghini Urus, the cheaper Bentley Bentayga, and off-the-charts Rolls-Royce Cullinan, where the sticker price rolls north of $325,000. Wow. Aston Martin aims to lift annual production to 14,000 vehicles by 2023. That's more than double last year's output. It also wants to attract affluent buyers looking for an upgrade from their Range Rover. See what you learn here? Well, the Dow Jones Industrial Average ended at another record high today after White House Economic Advisor Larry Kudlow said that China and the U.S. were getting close to reaching a trade deal. The 30-stock average closed up 222 points at 28,004. Today also marked the first time the Dow reached 28,000. The S&P 500 and NASDAQ also hit new all-time highs, gaining 0.8% and 0.7%, respectively. But, yeah, there is a but. While optimistic, we have seen this before. We've had so many rounds of being told a deal is imminent, and then it's not. Investors also digested mixed data on the U.S. consumer. Retail sales grew by 0.3% in October, topping an estimate of 0.2%. However, the data also showed big-ticket purchases dropped last month. You know, it wasn't that long ago that we shared with you that employers are greatly concerned that so many applicants can't communicate effectively. Well, now there's another set of skills that seem to be lacking. In a report from the National Center for Education Statistics, we are told that American workers are lagging in basic numeracy skills, as well as literacy and digital problem solving. The International Survey of Adults aged 16 to 65 found that nearly 30% of Americans performed at the lowest level of numeracy and nearly 20% performed at the lowest level of literacy, numbers that have not much changed from the last survey in 2012, with the exception of the Hispanic community, which saw major improvements. The survey is conducted to gauge the readiness of working-age adults to participate in the global economy. And finally, there is this gem about restaurants. You know, once upon a time in cities all over the world, there were thousands of taxicabs. Well, then came ride-sharing, and the number of taxis are on the downward slide. Might that same fate await restaurants? You know, with a slew of apps ensuring food delivery and reservations, technology is slowly chipping away at restaurant profits. A decade ago, overhead for a restaurateur included rent and food and people. Now it includes paying off these apps. And what does that mean for the future of restaurants? It's a good question. In an article in Axios, they warn that digital platforms are not restaurants. Uber's founder recently raised $400 million for his new startup. It's called Cloud Kitchens. You can think of it as a made-to-just-deliver kitchen. If successful, and restaurants are disrupted like taxis, you can sort of see where that might go. Coming up next, we've got Jeff Pitts, the managing editor of City View Magazine. He's in to chat it up about stuff to do in the metro. We'll riff about all kinds of things: arts, entertainment, sports, music. It's all just a click ahead.